T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Independence, Missouri, good afternoon. Hello.
Woo!
It is good to be with you. We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar. Sorry for my late arrival. I-35 sucks.
Well, and it's starting. We got to be a little weather aware today, and I know you hate that word.
What did you just say?
Weather aware. But we do need to be a little weather aware. I was on the highway, and I heard what I thought was a little pebble on my windshield. And then I heard another one, and I thought, what the heck? Because there weren't any, like, big trucks, or I wasn't driving through.
Nobody's throwing stuff up on your windshield?
No! And then it stopped, and then it went boom, 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 boom. And it was this sleet, weird, like there was one tiny little cloud above my car that dumped this tiny little thing of sleet on me for, like, 3 seconds, and then it went away. Mm-hmm. And I walk in here, and I get a text from Dan Weinbaum back at the station, and he says, FYI, you need to be weather aware.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I thought someone maybe threw their Quick Trip cup out the window and the ice hit my windshield.
Right, of course.
Because it was very brief.
Yeah. Is there ever a time in your life when you're not aware of the weather?
Well, yes.
You know I hate that term.
I know. I am generally not weather aware until someone says, hey, you need to be weather aware. And then I am weather aware, like today.
It's so dumb. Who started that? Was it Channel 9?
Probably Busby. I don't know.
I love Brian Busby.
No, I'm going to go with
You're going
Bender.
With Nick Bender.
I think it was Bender.
Bender with the hair that you could put a beer can
That's
on.
That's right.
And that thing won't move.
That's how he's weather aware. If his hair is moving, you need to be weather aware.
That's right.
You actually probably need to go to your basement.
Well, that's right.
You actually probably need to take cover if his hair is moving.
You need to put a helmet on because he has his helmet on.
So,
which is his hair.
I love that we're starting out talking about weather, which we did not plan because Scott walked in 15 seconds ago.
That's not true.
We are talking about the weather for a while today, and not because you need to be weather aware. I'm in my bed last night, and I know, Scott, you are not on Twitter, and a listener reaches out to me and says, drop what you are doing. This is the funniest thing you are going to read all week. Our friend Nick Vassos is trending on Twitter. And he wasn't just trending in Kansas City. He was trending around the world.
What happened?
It seems our friend was not feeling well.
Nick Vassos was sick.
He was not feeling well.
Okay.
And like most of us, when you're not feeling well the night before, you craft an email to the boss saying, I'm not going to be in tomorrow because I'm not feeling well.
Not feeling good.
What Nick accidentally did, instead of emailing his boss that he did not feel well, was he emailed the entire broadcast corporation around the world that he was not feeling well. And so for those of you who don't know, like, you have your little station here, like Channel 9 or Channel 5 or Channel 4. But then it's like a big pyramid, okay?
It's part of a chain.
It's part of a chain, like McDonald's, okay? And what Nick did was, instead of emailing his local McDonald's, he emailed every single employee at every single McDonald's in the world.
He emailed McDonald's Corporation.
He emailed everyone that he was not feeling well. Well, all of the news people that got these emails around the country thought, this is hilarious. We don't know Nick. I mean, we don't all know each other. They have stations in Philadelphia and Boston and Los Angeles and French Lick, Indiana. I mean, the Nexstar is an enormous broadcast company. And it goes not only to the reporters and the news anchors and the news desk people, it goes to, like, the president of Nexstar. Like, the guy that probably lives in a $40 billion house. It goes to, like, the Ted Turner of Fox 4. And as you can imagine, everyone on Twitter thought this was very, very funny. And the hashtag Pray for Nick was born. Have we not all done something a little like this, but not on this scale?
Didn't I tell you about what I did?
Did you email the entire Intercom
no,
family?
No, no, no. And we're going to talk with Nick Vassos here in just a few minutes.
He has like 9 trillion Twitter followers. He woke up and like is famous like Oprah.
No, I'm sure I told you. It was in the early 2000s, late 1990s, when email was still pretty new.
Yeah.
And I got an email from a gal that worked at our radio station named Sharon Watson.
Mm-hmm.
She was a reporter. And she was complaining about the boss, who was the news director. I was just a reporter at the time.
Yeah.
And his name was Dale Forbes. And she was complaining about the boss.
Okay.
And I wrote back a horribly brutal email about the boss.
And let me guess, you sent it to the boss.
I sent it to him and not to her.
We've all done that because you're thinking about the one person.
So here's what I did. This was brilliant on my part, if I may say so myself.
Uh-huh.
I wrote an email. It was on a Saturday. And I wrote an email that was brutal about her or about him. And I sent it and I was like, as soon as I sent it, I was like,
yeah, because you can't put that genie back in the
bottle. No, you can't. So I called him and I said, Dale, I just sent an email to you that was intended for my wife.
Right.
Can I have your password so I can delete it? I don't want you to see it.
If you said that to me, the first thing I would do would be to run
into
my
email yeah,
and read it and then make fun of you.
Well, this dum-dum bought it.
He fell for it?
Oh, yeah. He said, here's my password. And so I'm like, dforbus@intercom.com. And then I got into his email, and I deleted it. He was never the wiser.
Well, at Fox 4 overnight, they had vigils. There were candles lit. There were people bowing down in front of this shrine to Nick. One of the funnier memes I saw was someone took at Wrigley Field in Chicago. You know, they've got the iconic red sign.
Right.
Someone superimposed over the iconic red sign in Chicago, pray for Nick, where Nick is sick.
That's good. That's good.
So good.
All right, we will visit with Nick Vassos here in just a moment from Fox 4.
His desk looks like a shrine to the dead.
Look at the candles. Look at all the candles.
I'm sure he really appreciates everybody bugging him for interviews on his sick day.
Will Starrett.
He's not sick.
Will Starrett.
Mm-hmm.
World News Tonight picked up this story about...
Do you mean David Muir?
I mean David Muir.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course, because he emailed like half of the affiliates of that newscast.
Someone said he was on the Today Show this morning. The Today Show.
Was he really?
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
Dumb. It's so
he needs.
Dumb.
He needs to cash in on his 15 minutes.
So we will visit with Nick Vassos here in just a moment. We are in Independence. Glad to be here too at 54th Street Grill and Bar. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you here on KMBZ.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message
hey,
at
Stand
the
Park.
Tone. 'Cause today I swear.
And we are out at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence, and it is a privilege and an honor to be here. So last night.
I love
why,
it.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's so funny. It's my favorite funny thing ever.
Last night, a good friend of ours, Nick Vassos from Fox 4, anchor and traffic reporter, sent out an email that he wasn't feeling so good. He sent it to the entire company. And by the entire company, I mean nationwide. Every TV station that was owned by or is owned by this company got word that Nick Vassos just wasn't feeling so good last night. And he was calling in sick for tomorrow morning.
So in all corners of the universe, people started seeing this and going, who is Nick? And then someone thought, we will start a hashtag pray for Nick. And they started flooding in from all over the country.
Needless to say, it has gone
viral, like his virus.
And Nick Vassos joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm feeling a little better. I'm at the soup today, but I haven't been able to get any sleep because people like you guys keep bugging me today. I haven't been able to get any rest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Nick, when did you first realize that this had happened and that this has gone, like, across the country? How did you first figure it out?
I think it was this morning. Last night, when I sent the email, it was innocent enough. We often send emails to news. And
right.
What happened, I texted my bosses last night. I didn't get a response. And for the hours that we work, I wanted to let somebody know that I wasn't going to be there.
Right.
And so I thought I would email the assignment desk. And so it would just hit, you know, news on your phone, and then you'd hit send, right?
Yeah.
Well, I typed in news, and then I don't think I realized that it had Nexstar as the suffix on it. And I hit send. And I've seen some pictures of people's screens that they were recording last night. It looks like the Matrix. I mean, it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. So it got sent out to 1,000 people. It wasn't until this morning that I realized this was going to be a thing.
So you went to bed.
I did.
Like, you're not feeling well. You send the email to thousands of people, and then you go to bed, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then how did you know when you woke up that this had turned into the thing that it's turned into?
I immediately started getting text messages. Hey, I saw you on the Today Show. A friend in San Diego says, hey, I saw you in San Diego. And then people start sending in memes to me from all across the country.
That's awesome.
People are following me. Jimmy Fallon followed me today.
Who did?
What's going on?
Jimmy Fallon followed you today?
Yeah.
Nick, I will tell you this, because I texted your wife's best friend, who's a relative of mine, which means I think we're related. I texted her last night, and I said, I guarantee you he ends up on Fallon or Kimmel or Ellen. Like, I know this is going to happen. And if Fallon just followed you, dude, you're halfway there.
You know, it could have happened to anybody. It was an innocent mistake. And have you seen the pictures of my desk at work? I'm going to have a lot of cleanup.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Have you seen the Lauren Halifax picture?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
It has grown into a sizable memorial.
It looks like a real fire hazard.
No, but Nick, on a serious note, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fine. Yesterday, I had some work done, some oral surgery done, okay, and I was supposed to fast and not have any water for 7 hours, okay, and that was in the afternoon. So after the procedure, I come home, I still don't drink any water, and then I'm at home with Wendy, and I have a little bit of pain, so I took some medicine, and then all of a sudden I start feeling pretty dizzy, and so I go in Wendy, she works nights. And I say, honey, I'm not feeling well. I'm a little bit dizzy. So she starts freaking out. I'm freaking out. Like, what's going on with me? And then we finally go through the checklist and realize, oh, it's dehydration.
Yeah.
And so I'm still kind of dizzy here. And so that's when I got on my phone, and that's when I attempted to email my bosses.
So you were in a fugue state when this happened.
Yes. Yes.
I've exactly. always wanted to use those words on this show, and I've never had a reason to until now, so thank you for that. I guarantee you end up on Kimmel or Fallon. This is one of those stories, and here's why, and you know this, Nick. This is such a universal mistake that everyone understands and any one of us could make. We've all emailed the wrong person or emailed too many people or hit reply all, which should be punishable by prison. We've all done those things, and I think that's why this took off the way it did, don't you?
You sound fine to me, by the way.
Hey, just for the record, it's my third sick day this year, Parks. All right, don't go down that road, all right?
Well, listen, will you promise you will text us when the invite comes in for one of those big late-night shows? Because I just have a feeling it's coming.
I will. And, you know, our corporate folks over at Nextar have been great. They sent care packages to the morning show with chicken noodle soup, Kleenex, honey, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And the president of Nextar also contacted our general manager at the station to check on me as well. So it's been really nice. Everybody.
Like, which is a little stressful, right?
Do you think you'll be able to make it to work on Monday?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'll be calling in sick for a while. I'll be just fine. Everything will be just fine. Oh, by the way, if I could use your airwaves, I want to apologize to all the Nick Jonas and Nick Cannon fans and the Nick Lachey fans out there. Yeah. None of those guys are sick. It's just me, okay?
No, and they're not trending nationwide either, Vassos.
Wait, but did people think when hashtag Nick is sick or pray for Nick, did they think they were talking about somebody else?
Yeah. Everybody kind of freaked out. They thought it might have been Nick Jonas was the ones that I heard the most. They were worried that Nick Jonas, something had happened to him.
Because it would be a bigger deal if Nick Jonas was sick than if Nick Vassos was sick.
Yeah, right you are, brother.
Man, Nick, you are my favorite person of the year because of this. I laughed and laughed and laughed when I saw this last night. I woke up this morning laughing, and I said to Scott, I know he's sick, but he has got to call into our program.
You don't sound sick.
We appreciate the time more than you know.
I'm glad to do it. I'm happy to do it for you. You can call me Wrong Button Bob from now on if you want to. Okay.
What did he say?
Wrong Button Bob.
Oh, no. We were talking earlier off the air, and I go, you're the notorious RBB.
It's the Wrong Button Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you go enjoy your fake sick day, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm going to go get some rest. Thanks,
hey,
guys.
Real quick. Hey, before we go, we got to get to the news. What hole are you on?
I'm coming off 17. Leave me alone, all right?
17. All right. Good luck. Good luck, buddy.
All right, tell Ellen hi.
Loser.
Jimmy Fallon just followed him on Twitter. He is going to end up on Jimmy Fallon. Why didn't I think about this? I could have emailed all of Intercom, told him I was having lady problems. I want to meet Ellen.
Is that something that you would be willing to admit to the entire company just to get on national TV?
If it was Ellen, I would.
What would be a lady problem?
I don't know.
Like a period?
Pick one.
Oh, my God. Don't look down there.
Pick one!
You weirdo!
All kinds of things go wrong down there.
You've already been on.
Ellen.
You've already been on Price is Right. Now, aren't you getting greedy?
Yeah.
Look, I love Drew Carey, but I want to meet Ellen.
We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
But I'm stuck in cold weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln.
I love this song.
Me too.
The night is black as the coffee he was drinking.
Zach Brown.
And then the waitress,
you want my autograph? Wow.
I don't even know where to go with that.
I'm flattered. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence, Dana and Parks. Sam, if you don't mind, can we get somebody registered to go to Las Vegas, please? We'll take caller number 5 right now at 576-7798. You automatically win $30 in Kansas Wheel of Fortune scratch-off tickets, and you are registered for the big prize. You and a guest going to Las Vegas. You're registered for that. Hotel and airfare included. And we'll set you up to see a band called Journey while you're in Las Vegas. It would be our privilege. 576-7798. We will take caller number 5 at 576-7798, and for whatever reason you want to hear some Elton John right now.
Yes, I do. And if you're listening and you went through this morning, you know what I'm about to say. I did not mention this on the air yesterday because I'm greedy. today was the day at 10 a.m. the final dump of general admission tickets went on sale for the Kansas City show in
July.
Oh,
what happened? Did you not get any?
So, do you remember back in the 1980s, before the internet, when you wanted to go to a concert, what you had to do?
Yeah, you went to Hen House.
Yep.
Or you went to Ticketmaster.
You went to a physical place to stand in line, or today there's an online process. And so my girlfriend and I had plans to meet up today at 10 a.m. with laptops, like it was
like
1986, but with a laptop.
Like you're trying to get to the Iron Maiden show at Core Arena.
And I remember doing this when I was like 16. I go, what has happened? Why are we doing this?
Yes.
So we're sitting there. She has her laptop. I have mine. You go to SprintCenter.com.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then nothing has happened because it says you've got 30 minutes. And then it says you've got 20 minutes. And then it says you've got 10 minutes. And I start getting nervous. Like mm-hmm. my heart rate goes up. And then it says, you are in line.
Oh!
You are in, quote, the waiting room.
Okay.
So I was in the waiting room with 20,000 of
Elton
my
John
best
tickets.
Friends for Elton John tickets in
yes.
July. So I want to bring Anne Marie over here because Anne Marie is going to tell you what she did this morning, and she has a photo. You are not going to believe this photo. I'm just going to give her my headset.
No, she can have mine.
Anne Marie went old school 1986. You stood in line. What time did you get to the Sprint Center?
I got to the Sprint Center at 8 in the morning.
8 in the morning. And what was there to greet you at 8 in the morning, 2 hours before you were able to buy tickets?
There were 7 other people in front of me. I was 8th in line.
8th in line.
Yep.
What ended up happening between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m.?
The line snaked all the way down to the box office and all the way to that basketball experience building.
From the ticket office all the way down to College Basketball
yep.
Experience.
Yes.
So you finally get up there, and you're probably screaming at the people in front of you, hurry it up.
I know.
I mean, right?
They actually opened 4 windows.
Okay.
Because I went down before for a Cher concert, too, to get the tickets for Cher as well, but
yeah.
They only opened 2. So for Elton John, they opened 4 windows.
Did you get your seats?
I did. I'm in section 120.
Didn't you feel like you won the lottery or something?
I totally did. And actually, there were 2 gentlemen I was chatting with, so the time flew by, actually.
Good.
So everybody was so friendly and nice. So
I cannot believe the line. She showed me a photo of the line, and
yeah.
if you would share it with me later, we're going to put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, absolutely.
Scott, you won't believe this line.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
You were in that line. I was in a virtual line, and the entire time we're all trying to get the same thing for the second time that he's going to be here in a year. It's insane how many people went down there to get these tickets. Anne Marie, thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you.
So, Scott, I'm in the chat room. My friend Amy Rollator's in the
chat
room.
Oh, that line is hundreds of feet.
Oh, it is. We're in 3 different rooms in this waiting room, okay?
Okay.
And right before I say, should I call a 4th outlet, if you will, just to see if this doesn't work, we at least have another shot at getting these tickets.
Right.
So I do that. And we're sitting there again like it's 1986, just partying along. And the window opens. It says three. It counts down from 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Well, cut to the chase. Did you get the tickets or not?
It sold out online. Online. And I don't know if this is because of the robots or it's because that many people just wanted seats. Within 10 seconds, once we got in, there was a prompt that said no seats
so
available.
You didn't get any tickets?
The gentleman that I had on the phone, the 4th outlet, if you will, that we were trying to get these seats, was able to get us tickets.
So you got in.
We got in.
How much?
Face value.
How
Scott.
Much? No, that's not what I asked.
Face value.
How much is face value?
We bought 3 tickets for $700.
3 tickets for $700.
Yeah.
So that's...
Keep in mind, secondary market. So they were about $260 each.
$275, yeah.
Secondary market for the seats around the side of that stage are right now $2,000, $1,900 for 1 seat. So we are very happy with the seats that we got. But I'm glad Anne Marie came up
here.
You would have thought that this was... He's been here. I'm like, why are all you people in my waiting room? Get out of my waiting room.
It's Elton John.
I know.
You know what's crazy, though? Is no, seriously.
Who let the word out that that show is that good? It wasn't me.
Seriously. You know what's crazy, though, is nowadays we look at $275 as not that big of a deal for a big artist.
For a show like that, for the last show, it is not.
I remember in 1987 buying tickets to go see Prince, and he wanted 50 bones for that ticket and in 87. And I was like,
come on.
Fine. But there is no way I'm ever paying $50 again for a concert. And I paid $50 to go see Prince with Sheila E. on drums. It was awesome.
Well, one of the
it was awesome.
One of the things I want to know, Scott, and here's the deal. Were that many seats sold in 10 seconds because
no.
the robots are coming in and doing it?
Yes.
Okay. Or because that many individual people like Anne-Marie were in a line or in a virtual line?
I would bet it's a mixture of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have legitimate fans like you and Anne-Marie, is that
yeah.
right? Anne-Marie? You have legitimate fans like you and Anne-Marie who just
want to go.
I just want to pay $275
yeah.
for a 2-hour concert and
it's closer to three.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. What I'm saying is legitimate fans like you, and then there's the DBs who are like logging in, buying every ticket they can.
But see, I don't know through the Sprint Center website if you can do that, and here's why. Here's why. When we bought those tickets, he said, I need to read a disclaimer to you. I thought this was interesting. Did they tell you this? The disclaimer said, you are paying this price for these three seats. These are your three seats. We are sending these to your cell phone. You will need to bring identification to the box office with your phone, and you may not resell these tickets. That was through the Sprint Center website. And so I would like to think that means that they're on to these robot people, and they want you, if you buy this seat.
Who says you can't resell a ticket?
It cuts down on, not the fraud, but the gaming of the system where the robots go in, buy up all the seats and say.
You mean scalping.
If you want to go, it'll be $1,200. He said in that disclaimer, I am sending this to your phone. You have to bring your driver's license with your ticket.
To pick them up?
To get in. He said, bring your driver's license. And
oh,
I said, okay.
Baloney.
I'm telling you.
It is a legal right to scalp a ticket.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it is. I think it's different in Kansas and Missouri. There's one law
no.
that says you can't.
In Missouri, you can't scalp for profit. In Kansas, you can scalp for profit. But that doesn't mean you can't sell a ticket.
Oh, meaning for $275, you can take the ticket bought.
Let's say, for example, I bought a ticket to go see the Chiefs. And I think we've got to get to break here in a second. But let's say I bought a ticket to go see the Chiefs, okay? I'm standing outside of Arrowhead Stadium. And I paid $75 for that ticket to the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Under Missouri law, I cannot sell that ticket for more than $75.
Unless you do it under the table and no one knows you're doing it.
Right.
Right.
But you get my point.
Yes.
In the state of Kansas, I can sell that ticket for whatever I want.
Okay.
You can scalp for whatever you want in the state of Kansas. I'm not saying that I like the way the current system gets run. What I'm saying is screw the internet.
Ooh.
No. You want, honest to God, with a big show like a George Strait, who's coming in January, I think, for two nights, an Elton John.
You think people should have to stand in line?
Yes. You get your ass to Hen House, or you get your ass to the Sprint
Center. Seventh Heaven or wherever.
Yeah.
I did say to Anne-Marie.
Seventh Heaven.
I did say to Anne-Marie, I feel like if you physically got up at like 6 a.m. and you should have.
You need to camp out.
Right. Well.
No, I'm being serious.
But I feel like, do you know what I'm saying,
That's
Scott?
How we used
for,
to do
for
it.
For the people who physically went down there and stood in line, I feel like there should be some way to reward that.
Yes.
That you should be able to be in line before the Dana in the virtual chat room with
like,
the Amex
guy. All right. Okay. Here's my compromise. If you get in line at the Sprint Center or at a Hen House or at Seventh Heaven, you get first dibs on the tickets. That way we know it's going to actual human
People.
Beings.
How would they police that, though?
Once all those tickets have been sold, once every line has been cleared,
then they open it
up. Let's open up the internet.
Okay. You're just going to shut down the internet.
I'm not saying you shut the internet down.
You just call the internet people and you say, we're in Kansas City. We'd like you to shut it down.
This is the Sprint Center. we've exhausted the line.
You can open her back up. Open her back up.
10-4 Sprint Center. 7th Heaven, where are you at?
I'm still working on Bob.
We got three more.
Bob is still in line.
And he keeps asking about a bong.
You are so silly. Yeah, I dare you to try to work that out logistically.
Okay, 7th Heaven, we got you. Hen House, where are you at?
Once you clear those lines, then I say you open it up to the internet.
Well, I will see all of you that were in line virtually and otherwise on July 8th, because I got my golden ticket.
Sprint Center, where are you at? Dana Wright won't shut up. she's still here. Demanding four more.
We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar, and Independence being an honor and a privilege if you would spend Friday afternoon with us here on KMBZ.
You know, one of the things Anne-Marie said during the break about the Elton John sale this morning.
By the way, that band is the Dislocated Hips.
Oh, that's good. That's, yeah.
Scott Parks on drums.
That's you. She said that a guy from the ticket office came out and said, we want to remind everyone you are only allowed to buy 8. And he said, we know that not everyone in this line is here because they are a fan. So you can only buy 8. And I know the entrepreneurial person in you, the free market society guy would say, if you want to go down there and buy 8 and then turn around and jack up that price times 5, that's your right if you own the seat. But how do you stop people from doing that? You're not going to stop people doing that.
But Dana, the free market guy in me would also say that you have to give – and to some extent, you're probably right. But there is a free market guy inside of me that says everybody should have access to these tickets if they're willing to put in the time. And, I can remember, when I was a kid wanting to go see Van Halen and somebody had gotten the tickets before I could get the tickets, so they charge them up to, back then tickets were like $25 a piece.
Right.
Insert old man joke anywhere you want. But we would be willing to say, all right, for a $25 ticket that you bought, jerk, that you never had any intention of going to see Van Halen,
right,
jerk, I'll pay $50. But now it's gotten absurd. I mean,
do you know who hates it? The artists.
Well, the
artists
do
hate
it. You know why?
Well, Elton John, if you asked him, would you rather have your fans pay $200 or $2,000 for a seat, they're going to say $200 all day long because they want everyone to be able to go. Within reason, they want everyone to be able to go.
They don't want the fan that really wants to see them play feeling like they got ripped off.
Correct, or that they're completely priced out of it.
Right. And so, I can remember, and I'm old enough to do this, and for the younger people in the audience, you probably don't, it used to be a who can get there first,
right?
But not online because online didn't exist. Who could get there first kind of mentality. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was stupid, crazy, weird fun.
I did it once, and it was not at a Blockbuster, but it was at like a smaller in Topeka. They had this, and it was for Elton John, believe it or not. It was for Elton John.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I was probably 18 years old or 19 years old. It was like a Hastings video. Was one of the locations.
Hastings.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
No, not video. Hastings audio,
audio and video.
Because they sold CDs, too. And cassettes. Yeah,
I hope you didn't have stock in that company that you held on to till last year. But
I had totally forgotten about that
place. I went
place.
In there, and I remember I was second in line, and there was a nice man at the counter, and he had some, I don't know, it was via telephone. The internet wasn't around.
Right.
And we ended up getting pretty decent seats when I went to Hastings, and it was in Ames, Iowa, and we drove to Ames. I mean, this will be about the sixth time I've seen him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. See, my fondest memory from when I was a little kid, Iron Maiden, strangely, I don't know if you've noticed, is one of my favorite bands. And I remember when Iron Maiden came in 1988 to Kemper Arena. Guns N' Roses was the opening band, or was supposed to be. But Axl Rose didn't feel up to it that night. But I remember camping out at the Hen House, and I can't remember which Hen House it was, but Hen House had a Ticketmaster outlet inside. And I wanted to see Iron Maiden so bad that I camped out at the Hen House because I was going to be first to get those tickets. We were going to be front row.
Yeah.
That was fun. Now,
and back then you actually had a shot. You had a shot.
A legitimate shot
at getting front row. Do you have that today?
No.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
And I don't think it's fair.
For those big shows, those seats right down front are $4,000, $5,000.
Which is why, Dana, I don't subscribe to the, you know, entrepreneur. I know what you were getting at earlier.
Yeah.
But what you end up having now are a bunch of bots who buy up all these tickets and then sell them for, you know, 10 times their face value.
Yep.
And that's just not fair. That's not fair. That's not the way the game gets played.
Well, until they figure out a better system, that's the way we're playing it.
My system is you line them up, and when the lines are empty, you open up the internet.
That's one way to do it.
All right. Hey, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Independence off 39th Street. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.